A CCR Proud Mary. 738 Ocean 100. It's a morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and the sunshine's on the way today. But we have a ray of sunshine with us now.
We do. Wow, that was smooth.
Thank you. Thank you. Peggy Clinton joins us right now as our next interesting Islander.
Hello, hello. How's
now, she's
everybody?
A little shy. She's a little timid.
I'm so shy. Yeah. I don't know if I can do this or not.
We got right into the stories immediately. Right into them.
Yes, right away.
So, Peggy, give us a little bit of background. We know that you're an entertainer, but where you're from on the island, where you're living on the island, shout out the hubby, the family, all that fun stuff.
Okay, so I live now in Surrey, but I am originally from the west end of the island. My father says all the time, he says, oh, she went as far as she could on the island to get away. You know what I mean? But anyway, I am from Surrey, PEI. Love the west and east end. You know, they're dear to my heart. I love the place. I have four kids. One is an LPN, Anna. And then I have Maria. She's studying to be a counselor. Mm-hmm. And then I have another one. Allie is a dentist assistant. And then Brett is graduating grade 12 this year, so I'm pretty excited. I love them dearly. And then my hubby's here with me because we're heading to Halifax, so he's outside waiting for me.
He's in the car.
Hey, baby. Anyway, see, he's listening. And Stephen and I will be married June 17th. We'll be married for 28 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. So, yeah, that's basically me in a nutshell.
And you mentioned your dad.
Yes. Oh, my God. My dad and my mom, they're going to be married actually 60 years. Big 6-0.
Wow, that's huge.
It's unreal. For November 9th.
Okay.
And, dad's an entertainer. He's great guy. So is my mom.
Well, who are they? What are their names?
Oh, Alfie and Betty Perry from St. Edwards.
St. Edwards.
Smit Road, actually, we call it down there.
The Smit Road. Heard lots of stuff about Smit Road.
Yeah. So that's basically me in a nutshell. And I have like two brothers and two other sisters. You might know Connie LeClaire. Do you ever hear that name?
Yes.
Yeah, she is crazy for a contest here.
Oh,
like, okay. She is crazy. I know she's my... like listening to everything I say to that.
Well, you can tell her that we have a Mother's Day contest on the go right now.
Oh,
so she can answer that too.
She definitely will be, yes, she'll be helping with that.
Can we go back to your husband for a second in the car right now?
Right now.
You got him trained that good?
That good. Like he is on top of the game, bud.
Like if someone told me to say, to show me what wedded bliss looks like, it is a husband sitting in a car for an hour and a half.
I know.
Well, the missus goes on the radio.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
He's out drinking his coffee. I know he's having a, you know, he'll enjoy a quiet time.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Let's be real.
I read between the lines there. We'll have more with Peggy Clinton coming up. She's going to help us with the weather and the birthdays.
Wow.
You should be excited.
I'm excited.
1 in 10 women say they can't go to sleep unless they...
Come grow with us.
All right, Peggy Clinton is our interesting islander today, and one of the tasks we assign is the weather, so go ahead.
Okay, so Ocean 100 weather. Today, clearing this morning for some sunshine, windy, high of 7. Tonight, a few clouds, winds becoming light overnight, low of +1. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 7. And right now, in Summerside, it's 3, and in Charlottetown, it's 2 at Ocean 100.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Very good job. Peggy Clinton is our latest interesting islander. The birthdays are next. Are you ready for the celebration calendar?
Okay.
Not right this second.
Okay.
It's coming up. I do that too often. Bobby McFerrin right now. Don't worry. Be happy. Ocean 100.
Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy. It's Ocean 100. Peggy Clinton joining us today as our interesting islander. Has hubby checked in with you at all yet?
You know what? He's staying clear of these windows. I know him so well.
Tuned in, though, for sure.
Now, absolutely.
You mentioned you're going to Halifax. Yes. Tell us why you're going to Halifax.
Well, you know, I'm heading over to watch my daughter, Maria Clinton. She's going to do her pro debut in fighting for MMA.
Wow.
I know. I was like, what? Anyway, she's as quiet as a little mouse. You'd never even know. Like, I was shocked when she picked this sport. But anyway, as a mother and father, I mean, it's not the perfect, you know, sport that you want your child to be into.
A little hard to watch at times.
I mean, there's a lot of technique to it. And I've realized it is a sport. And, you know, and yeah, she's quite happy, proud, and she works really hard. Like 3 hours of training every night. She's down at Henzo Gracie with Matt McGrath.
Matt McGrath, yeah.
They just moved down to the Confederate Center, down in the basement down there. So, yeah, she's down there training down there, and he's a great guy. Do you know Matt?
Fantastic
fella. Couldn't be better. So, yeah. So, anyway, so that's what I'm going over for.
Well,
so
good luck.
I had, like, last night, the Leaf game, this morning, going for that tomorrow night, MMA.
It's big time fun stuff for you.
But I'm doing IKEA and Costco on Sunday. I'm really excited.
Yeah,
the weekend is set.
Oh, it's set.
It is set. I'm sure your husband's really excited for IKEA.
Yeah, he's really excited.
Really excited. Yeah. Okay, well, it's birthday time.
Celebration calendar.
This is a pretty big deal, so let's launch into her. And I will start the list, then I'll throw it over to you, Peggy.
Sounds
and you can
good.
Conclude the list. Sure. Scott will do nothing.
I like it.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Matthew, 7 today from Gigi and Papa. Belated birthday for Sue Chason, 39 from your best gal pals, Emma, Christy, Kate, and Kyla. Belated birthday for Andrew Hayes in Pleasant Grove, 37. Belated birthday for Michaela Ellsworth Reed, 21 yesterday. Happy birthday from your family, especially your fur babies, Pippi and Scout. Hannah Ilesso is 17 today from Tanya, Mom and Dad. Tomorrow, Sullivan Clark is celebrating a 6th birthday from Mom, Dad, and your sister, Sasha. Also tomorrow, Brennan Palmer, happy 12th birthday from Mom and Dad. Glenda Gallant from Winslow, happy 18th birthday from your grandson, Cohen Munn, in West Royalty. Tomorrow, Joanne Gallant, 65 in Montague. Happy birthday, Joanne. Happy birthday to Kevin McGee from Jill, Declan, and the dogs. And Effie Steele Burke is 1 today for Mom, Dad, Amy, Cy, and Jelly Bean. Do you want to pick it up there, Peggy?
Sure. So, Jamie Murphy, Stratford, 42. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Helen, Natalie, and Lucy. Emma Rose Harris. Emma will be 5. Wow, and she's pretty excited. And she is from her mom, Kristen, Dad, Jeremy, Sophie, and Drew. Blaine Parkman, Charlottetown. No age there, but yeah.
That'll happen sometime.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Anthony Friends?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, he's 40. Lots of love from Lucy, Natalie, and from all of your family and friends. Avina? Oh, dear.
Akidi,
happy 3rd birthday. Wouldn't it be something to be 3 again? Don't
Wouldn't
think so.
Wouldn't it be something?
Danica DeCoste?
Yeah, yep.
Happy 19th birthday from your mama. Avery McVain, love Nanny, Poppy, Finley, and Rusty. Oh, they're from Surrey.
Yes.
Claire Bruce, love Poppy, Nanny, Dawn, Finley, and Rusty Fortune. Again, close. Kimberly Marie Thompson, a.k.a. Kimmy Thompson, from Summerside, PEI. So, wow, no age there. Tyler Dykerman from Greenvale. He's going to be 30. Woo. Oh, my God. And I want to add a couple, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
is that
no
okay?
No problem.
My brother, Paul Perry, he's going to be, I believe he's going to be 57 or 58. Oh, God. Anyway, May 13th. And he's going to be, so I want to wish him a big happy birthday. And my other friend, Cindy McDonald, she's going to be, I don't know her age. I'm not going to say it. On May 18th. Anyway, I wanted to wish them a birthday wishes out here. And one more. My brother, Brian, just turned 57. They're Irish twins. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So anyway, he just turned on April 30th. And my sister, Connie LeClaire, April 19th. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you know anybody with a birthday in June or July?
I could continue
I'm
on.
I'm sure you could. It's also draw day today, so we're going to give out two bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge. Congratulations to Alden Darash and Scotty Quinn. Hey, we're going to mail out some bridge passes to you guys, so enjoy that. And happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating today or May 13th or May 18th or April 30th or whenever.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
EEI.com.
CHTN-FM, Charlottetown, is our maiden name, but now we go by Ocean 100. See the ring?
Happy birthday to Danette Murray in Bedeck, our buddy Danette. Celebrating on Sunday. Happy birthday from Mom, Dad, and all the family. Hope it's a great birthday weekend for you. But more with Peggy Clinton coming up. Scott has news, weather, and sports after Foreigner. It's Ocean.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea. If that's what...
Then for Saturday, mainly sunny and a high of 7. Confederation Bridge in Northumberland Ferries open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Scott. It's 8:05, and I'm just realizing, I think I said earlier that school buses were out and slow down, but they're not. They're nowhere to be found today. There's no school. mail it in Fridays are where it's at, buddy. Peggy Clinton is with us today, and we're having a blast, to say the least. Pretty good time.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up the water cooler question today for Robin's Donuts, okay? Your last chance to get in on the draw that I'll make very shortly here for a $100 Robin's gift card. Every year, 2,000 people go to the emergency room because of injuries from this food.
It's not scalloped potatoes, right?
Have you ever had a food-related injury? So to get the story out, okay, I bought a mandolin slicer because I watched a video on YouTube that said, hey, if you want to make scalloped potatoes, use a mandolin. Right. But it also probably should have said something like, read the instructions before it. Because anyway.
Should have watched it twice, apparently.
Got down to business making some, slicing some scalloped potatoes. And anyway, one, a little bit of a slice. And anyways, yes. Yeah, so I have gone to the emergency room while preparing food.
Yes.
But that's not where the story ends.
Why?
Because you had to call in some people. Some care, right?
What? Are you guys
Someone
bringing it back?
Take that? Care
okay,
of
so when I was in the waiting room at the emergency room at the ER at the QEH, my mom came over and brought me an orange
juice.
A little juice box.
You called your mommy for a juice box.
Okay,
that was nice of her, though.
Can we get to the answer, please? Can we get to the answer?
I'm thinking it's hot dogs or grapes. No?
No, it's not hot dog.
No?
It's not hot dog.
Okay.
Some people have said seafood,
okay.
Like for allergies,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
Which is probably more than 2,000 people for that. Pizza is the answer.
Pizza.
Do you ever haul a Delicio pizza out of the oven and try to have a slice because you're really hungry, like a little too quick?
Yes.
You burn the roof of your mouth terribly.
Like, yes.
People get third degree burns from it.
Wow.
So you can't be too overzealous when you're going for your Delicio. You got to let it. You got to let it simmer and cool off
a little bit.
Okay? If you had that answer, your name's in the draw. Coming up very shortly, we're going to make that draw for a $100 Robin's gift card.
Nice.
Plus, we'll have more with Peggy Clinton coming up, too. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Playing the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is CHTN-FM. Jesse's Girl.
Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, Ocean 100. It is 8:11. And let me tell you, there is nothing quite like being in a room with two Leafs fans when the Leafs are in the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, yes.
Because these two are just in their glory talking about. They have it figured
talking
out.
Talking about our superstitions. Well, we realized that the Leafs lost last night because Peggy didn't have her special blanket.
Yeah. I always have this blanket. And I realized, like, 2 minutes end of third period, that it was over on the other side of the couch, and I didn't have it with me.
Should not be admitting this. All the Leafs fans on the island are like, Peggy.
I know. It's so wrong.
Remember your blanket on Sunday, please. Please. Is that when the next game is? Sunday?
Sunday.
You'll be getting messages. In fact, we got a phone call earlier from the St. Peter's Fire Department.
Yes.
To give you a good razzing on the Leafs game last night.
Oh, they're all like Montreal Canadian fans down there. And I just, you know, you can only take so much of them.
Ask Scott about that.
There's an ointment for that.
Exactly.
Like from the Pope?
No, that's an ointment.
Peggy, did you want to talk about, you know, you're an entertainer, right?
Yes.
And you're heavily connected in the community.
Yes.
So we definitely have to talk about some things that you're involved with in Surrey right now in the entertainment world. So what's
up? Yeah. So I am involved with Surrey Live, Inc. We're a nonprofit organization. Okay. I chair it. And so anyway, this year we bring live music to the town of Surrey and surrounding area. So, so we have some great. We only do it like once a month.
Okay.
It's every third Sunday. It's always on that, you know, at 7:30. Anyway, I have a great board. We have a lot of fun. Anyway, so we do have some people coming in. Like we have the Ross family, Fallback. We have the Fiddler's Sons. Myself, I'm doing a hoedown Christmas only in December, but with my dad. And that show is crazy. Like people want tickets for that. Like they want them now if they can get them.
You mean doing it at Christmas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, December 17th.
Okay,
but anyway, and we're having a free Mother's Day concert to kick off to celebrate moms. And so we're starting that on May 14th.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
So next Sunday.
Yes. I know it's not the third Sunday, but it's because it's Mother's Day. Yeah. We're doing it on that day. And then we're doing a second one, another free concert for Father's Day on, I believe it's June 18th.
Okay. Where is it? Where is it in Surrey?
So it's in Surrey at 56 Main Street, and it's the Surrey Legion, but it's newly renovated. It's beautiful. And that's where we host them. Yeah. So we have a stage there, and we have a lot of fun. Like a lot of people really enjoy the show. So yeah.
And all those people you mentioned are pretty big mainstays and great entertainers on PBI. So they're good shows.
I have like Kirk Bernard and Joey Doocet and Jamie Matthews all the way from Tignish up there coming.
Way up west.
Like, you know, so we're keeping it. And who else do I have? Fiddler's Sons. Oh, Mark Haynes is coming too. He's a wonderful guy. Yeah. Right from Fortune. Love Mark. I take bass lessons from him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's basically what's going on there. Oh, and I have to say, the Kaylee in the City, my dad and myself, we're going to be there July 26th with Kendall Doherty and the crew right there. So that's one. And I'm also doing Stompin' Tom Connors. We're doing August 19th with Johnny Ross and myself.
Yeah.
We're doing that. And that's what I can think of off my head right now.
You're busy. Johnny is quite an entertainer.
Oh my Lance, he's talented.
Yeah.
And entertaining. Well, you know, the first time we ever gigged together, he was like, "What is going on?" But anyway, he has adjusted to me.
Did he have a choice?
He's a great guy. We have a lot of fun. We've been together for 11 years of entertaining people. And that one thing is that I absolutely love about entertaining is when I get people coming back and saying, you know, you lifted my day today or my night, or, you know, that's the main thing for me as an entertainer. I've always been that way. And Johnny, too. Johnny loves, you know, to be with the people. And that's what it's all about for us anyway.
There's been no shortage of entertainment here this morning, to say the absolute least. And we're not done yet.
Not yet.
Finished a tough chore? Wrapped up some paperwork? Got to work on time? Reward yourself with a trip to Tim Hortons. Use the Tim Hortons app and earn extra rewards.
And after you've set up your Flexi line, call Capital Direct today at 1-800-NEW-CAPITAL.
CapitalDirect.ca.
What'd you just say? They call you squirrely?
Yes, I can be squirrely.
Squirrely sometimes. All right, squirrely, hit me with the weather.
All right, Ocean 100 weather. Today, clearing this morning for some sunshine. Windy, high of 7. Tonight, a few clouds. Winds becoming light overnight, low of +1. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 7. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside and 2 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Big shout out to Paul Robichaud, our winner with the water cooler question this week. $100 gift card coming your way, sir. We only have one more break with our friend Peggy Clinton. I almost feel like
squirrely,
we should be,
you mean.
Squirrely, yeah.
That is going to stick with me. I know it. Like, everybody's going to be calling me Squirrely. I always wanted a good nickname, though. That's kind of
well,
a cool nickname.
You brought it on yourself.
I know.
Good job.
I like it.
David Bowie's The Bangles. I'd love to hear some Eagles.
Welcome to the hotel. Anything by Duran Duran.
You know what you guys are? You guys are a hoot.
Ocean 100.
Can I blame that on Peggy somehow?
I don't think so.
I hit a button and made the song stop, and I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, that's me. I was kind of squirrely.
Come on, Peggy.
I'm running around the room.
Mail It In Friday is where it's at Ocean 100. Ocean 100, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, the song that I really tried hard to not play this morning for you. Oh, man. We're having a great time in here with Peggy Clinton. Thank you so much for coming in, by the way.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun.
You got lots on the go, so, this was kind of, you know,
yes.
It was extra. So,
I know.
So thank you for coming in and doing it.
Yeah, I really want to... They say thanks. And it was great. Like, I listened to a lot of these segments, and it was wonderful to hear different people with you. And, yeah, you guys are great guys.
Would you ever come back? Oh, well, thank you.
But Scott even extra because he is a Toronto Maple Leaf fan.
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? He
exactly.
He kind of got, like, a little bit over you, a little bit there. Not a lot.
You lose points. You lose points for that, but
I know.
It was still
know.
Really great having you in here.
Well,
for sure.
It was so fun.
And
thank
people
you.
Are people are messaging like huge here.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
Oh,
they're
that's
like,
awesome.
Replace Scott with her is what they're saying.
Oh, that's not what I thought it said.
That's what it said. Replace Scott with her is what it said.
You know, I have one question for Scott though. I wanted to know if Scott is a singer. Like has he sang before?
Elvira.
I was going to say.
Hey, up, boom, bop, boom, bop, bow, bow.
Your family must be so proud.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
family must love
I
that.
I love it. I was saying that. He has such a good tone of a voice, like, you know, and that bassy. So good job.
I focus more on my dancing, to
oh,
tell
yes.
you the truth.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. You do good in both.
It's getting hard to breathe in here. Ego everywhere. Oh, my God. Did you want to do any more shout-outs, Peggy?
Yes, I want to shout out to my coworkers.
Okay, where do you work?
Who are I work for the Department of Forestry.
Okay, gotcha.
In St. Peter's at the forestry office there, and they are a wonderful group. We have a lot of fun. And one thing that we do together is we eat at lunchtime. We eat together, and I think we just laugh our faces off at dinner time if people are around. You know, that's where we eat, and you know, and I think that brings so much. Unison into our office, and I just love them to pieces. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. They'll be like, what? Anyway, no, they're a great bunch. And actually, I work with Scott's brother-in-law, Alan. Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one that was kind of like, Peggy, go do it. Go do it. You know? So
go be better than Scott.
like that was a feat.
Yeah.
All right. So have you checked on your husband? Is he still out there? Is he coming
you know
back
what?
To get you?
I really don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
We will have to see. But I'm sure he will. We're heading off to Halifax. So yeah.
All
I'm
right.
sure he's coming.
And Maria is.
Maria, yes. Maria Clinton is the MMA.
All right.
Well,
and
good luck.
I know. It's exciting. I'm excited.
Are you scared too, a little bit?
I am.
Okay,
very much. I worry for it, but I mean, it is what it is, and you have to support them.
All right.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. You're the best. Thanks
Thank
for being here.
Thank you so much. I
have
had
an
a
awesome
great time.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Feeling your best and doing your best all starts with a good night's sleep because sleep is the fuel that powers your day. The Better Sleep, Better U of N is on now at Sleep Country. Shop our